Just after 7 p.m. on the 9th of February 2004, 21-year-old Maura Murray skidded on a snow-covered road and crashed her car into a ditch. Between 7:27 and 7:42 p.m, police received multiple calls to make them aware of the accident, with the last caller stating that the driver was shaken up but unharmed, and so he decided to call once he got home, just over 100 yards down the street. At 7:46 p.m, the first police responder arrived on the scene, only to be greeted by an empty, locked car. Maura was nowhere to be seen, and hasn't been seen in the 20 years since. Born on May 4th, 1982, in Brockton, Massachusetts, Maura Murray was raised in the nearby town of Hanson. The youngest daughter of Fred and Laurie Murray, she saw her parents separate when she was just 6 years old. Maura Murray had four siblings, Fred Jr., Kathleen, Julie, and Curtis. Often described as an overachiever from a young age, Murray made her mark at school as an honor student and a track athlete. She was accepted into West Point, though she ended up transferring to the University of Massachusetts in Amherst to study nursing. Her time there started normally, but 3 months before her disappearance, Maura was arrested for using a stolen credit card. She was told that that charge could be dropped if she maintained good behaviour for 3 months. Maura later got a job as campus security, and on February 5th, 2004, she received a distressing call from her sister while at work. She became so distraught that she had to be escorted back to her dorm. When her supervisor tried to find out what the call had been about, Maura could only say, "My sister." Her sister Kathleen had been struggling with addiction and issues with her fiancé. It is believed she had just been released from rehab and was already drinking again, which upset Maura. 2 days after this incident, Maura's father visited Amherst to go car shopping and to dinner with his daughter, before going back to his motel room for the night. Maura borrowed her dad's car to drive to a party on campus. In the early hours of the next morning, she drove the car back, but crashed it into a guardrail. Maura was unharmed, but the car was seriously damaged. Aside from being upset over the accident, Maura reportedly seemed fine, and her father took her back to her dorm later that day. But the next morning, on February 9th, 2004, everything changed. Maura emailed her professors to say that she would be taking a week off due to a death in the family, which was later confirmed that there was no death. She also emailed her boyfriend, a US Army lieutenant in Oklahoma, saying, "I love you more, stud. I got your messages, but honestly, I didn't feel like talking to much of anyone. I promise to call today, though. Love you, Maura." She then made several calls to hotels and condos in Vermont, seemingly trying to find somewhere to stay for a while, but wasn't able to reserve a room. She also used the internet to find directions to Burlington, Vermont. At around 3:15 p.m, Maura drove to an off-campus ATM and withdrew $280, and then drove to a nearby liquor store, purchasing about $40 worth of alcohol, which included Bailey's, Kahlua, and a box of wine. She was caught by CCTV at both of these locations. She then collected forms from the Registry of Motor Vehicles for the insurance for the accident in her dad's car. At 4:37 p.m, she called her voicemail. This was the last recorded time she ever used her phone. Very little is known about what happened between this phone call and her accident in the snow. But by 7:46 p.m., Maura Murray had disappeared. Police found most of her belongings in the car, with only her backpack and phone missing, and the doors were locked. There were no signs of foul play, and also no footprints in the snow, either leading towards the car or leading off in any direction. A search of the area was conducted, but no clues to her whereabouts were found. Police quickly believed that Maura may have been planning to kill herself, which is why she didn't tell anyone where she was going. But her father denied this, claiming she had no reason to want to commit suicide. However, it is hard to ignore everything she had been going through in the months leading to her disappearance, with the legal troubles, having now crashed both her and her dad's cars, along with the drama going on with her sister's addiction. Perhaps she was finding it all too hard. Her family, though, don't agree with this theory, believing instead she only intended to get away for a few days. This theory was also hard to believe, however, once the police searched her dorm and found all of Maura's belongings had been packed into boxes, suggesting she wasn't going to be coming back, if not only to collect her things. Another theory is that, with open bottles of alcohol found in the car, Maura was worried about having been drunk when she crashed, which could have ruined her good behaviour in her legal trouble with the stolen credit card, as well as casting doubts over sobriety when she had crashed her dad's car, and so perhaps voiding his insurance, and so she quickly left the scene when she thought the police had been called. A contractor who had been passing by on Route 112 that night later reported seeing a young person moving eastbound on foot a few miles from the scene of the accident around 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. However, the contractor didn't report the alleged sighting until months later because he was unsure at first about the exact date he had seen the person. This only led to more speculation, with theories running wild of abduction or murder. Some have even speculated that she started a new life for herself, perhaps in Canada, to escape her legal issues and the drama that was unfolding in her personal life. While authorities have acknowledged the possibility that Murray is still out there somewhere, they think it is extremely unlikely, and that after all this time, she would have attempted to contact her family. In the 2 decades since Maura Murray's disappearance, investigators are no closer to finding the truth behind what happened to her. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office has released a picture of what Maura might look like today. To see this picture, or if you have any information about Maura Murray's whereabouts, please contact the Murray family via their website, mauramurraymissing.org, by clicking the link in the description to this episode.